podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling.
Hey daddy, this a dollar beat.
BoxingVoice.com.
No matter what nobody say, man, spirit, can't nobody fuck with me, man. Mm. You know, I can't be fucked with, you know.
Dollar D Beyonce Productions.
Whether you pay to see me win, or you pay to see me lose, you're gonna pay. Fuck it, your kids still gotta eat. I don't have to watch. Any footage of a fighter. I mean, because I'm Floyd Mayweather, everybody gotta watch me. I knew eventually I was gonna have to fight Oscar. I feel like he was straight up and down, no really no special effects.
BoxingVoice.com.
How can Canelo have the biggest deal? Your deal is for $300 million, and I made $350 million just in one fight. And you're fighting on the app.
BoxingVoice.com.
I'm a king, okay? I eat a feast. Well, every time I eat a feast. And when I get up from the table, I don't give a fuck who get the leftovers. At the end of the day, follow my green print.
Dollar D Beyonce Productions.
BoxingVoice.com.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, joined alongside Ringwalk Danny, remotely coming to you from his part of Las Vegas. And I'm here in studio, and we're going to be doing a live fight chat for Carmel Moten taking on Zay Quinn.
What's his last
Moses.
Name? Moses. Jesus.
How Danny, the fuck, bro? You have it in the title, brother.
Bro, I'm trying to add you into the show and get you like.
Oh, I know. That's
Zay
what we
Quinn.
Was doing, man. How we feeling, brother?
Zay Quinn, Moses.
I'm good, bro. I'm good. So right now in the ring, we have on the USA Boxing website, we have Thomas Covington versus Kafara Abdus Salam. And I'm going to put the link in YouTube live chat for anybody that is trying to watch the live fights with us. Once again, this is going to be a live fight chat for Carmel Moten and Zay Quinn Moses. Zay Quinn Moses happens to be Shakur Stevenson's nephew, cousin, brother.
That's his little cousin. His little cousin.
His little cousin.
Pop Pop. That's another one of Pop Pop's grandchildren. You know what I'm saying? Come out of that Wally Moses school.
Mm.
And it looks like this bout has ended. You know, they'll await the official decision. This is the USA Boxing National Qualifier from Detroit. And let me pull up their info.
This is so crazy. It's like, wow, what a small world, right? Like, you know, Shakur's nephew, you said cousin, and then someone we've been talking about for some time, especially since I've gotten to Las Vegas, Carmel Moten, and they happen to, you know, they got to fight each other. Like, it just shows you the skill from
Shakur was just, Shakur was just sparring Carmel a few weeks back, you know?
For real. I hate that I was in Florida for that one, man. For real, because... I know, obviously Shakur is a world-class talent, but I would have still liked to see, you know, where Carmel was at, you know, with that particular, you know, situation. But
for sure.
We are live on YouTube, so I will ask you guys if you can obviously hit that thumbs up button. It's going to help with the visibility of the show. It's going to put this episode in the eyes of other boxing fans, letting them know, look, we out here, and, you know, we even cover an amateur boxing. Right now, it looks like Thomas Covington got the win. And we move on to the next bout.
Which is the one we are here for.
Wow, this was five rounds, bro. Or is this five judges? Three rounds, five judges. Excuse me. Wow, five judges? Really? Is that what that is? Danny, you looking at the scorecard?
Yes. No, it is five judges. It's three, but it's three rounds. So they are in the ring. Both Zay and Kermel are now in the ring.
Uh-oh, it's going down. It's going down.
Damn, they bump into each other. Okay.
Okay, so you ahead of me. Oh, shit, look at our boy. He's in the corner with Zay. The dude, you see him, right? Both the pad man that does the pads with Jared Anderson, the chubby Hispanic
the
guy. Oh, that's his father, too? Or are you saying
the pops
of the girl?
No.
That's the pops of the girl.
On the right, and then...
on the left,
the
on the left. Well, yeah, you're right. On the right. But on Zay's left,
Right, but on the screen to the left, it'll be...
Yo, I'm excited. This is so crazy. Yeah. I've never had, like, a smile on my face for an amateur fight. Oh, shit, look at Kamel's pop. Man, this is crazy. Oh, my God.
The link
Dan,
is
he
in
chose
the
to go with Adidas, yo. He got so much equipment, he chose to go with the Adidas. A lot of people be rocking them Adidas. I don't like them low-ass soles like that. Yo, Zay is the boxer. Kermel is the dog. So Zay, it's a big ring, too. Wow, he's huge. He's
Yo,
so much bigger.
Size. Yeah. Okay, this is going
to
be interesting.
I think you ahead of me, yo. Zay just went to the corner for me and shook their hands. Pause your,
so
like,
now,
2 seconds. Not yet. They in the center.
Now.
Not yet. Referees tell them, go back. Fight. They fighting. Okay.
Right.
Zay keeping him at bay with... Moten already lands the first jab. Moten with the right hand to the body.
Oh, nice little check.
Trying
right
to check
the
left hook
by
Moten.
Zay
jabbing with that southpaw stance. Good right hook by Zay. Zay calming things down with the jab now. And Moten coming in with that right hand and some body shots. Oh, my God. I got to get up. Keep it going, Danny.
Now, both guys in the center of the ring trying to find their timing. Little overhand left to the body there from Zay. But it's definitely a fill out. Both guys. Oh, nice overhand right from Kermel. And this is open scoring, man, so we'll know all five judges' scores at the end of each round.
What was that? Why the ref looked and had Zay's hand?
Oh, like, nice check right there, but Kermel gets his.
Yeah, with
his
own left.
On the inside.
Man, Kermel's hook is so fast. I don't know that he landed that last one, but. You know, and at first, when they first went in the center of the ring, Zay looked so much taller, but now that they're fighting, you know. They've kind of become the same height.
Yeah, and I think Kermel's kind of used to being the smaller guy in a lot of his fights. Nice straight left to the body there
from
Zay.
He's got that
left
hand. I mean, he's got his right hand too low. Good left hook by Kermel on the inside.
Yep.
Wide and strong. I don't like the way... See? And he got caught with a jab off of it, too. Zay got that right hand. Oh, and a right hand lands for Kermel. And that was a big right hand. Another jab lands for Kermel. Man, look at how he's doing it. He's
straight
doing it from
to the body.
His guard is all the way up here. And when he
and
swings down,
follow.
He fucking darts that jab, man. He is so talented. Zay got to keep
right
that right hand
Kermel.
Up and pop that more. He needs more. More strength on that jab. Right hook from Zay.
You know, it's the amateur system, so it's all points, Ness.
Right hook from Zay landed a few seconds ago.
And now they're in the clinch. See if they get some work up against the ropes. And the ref separates them. Back to action. Still first round. This is a they do three-minute rounds, so it'll be quick. And that's the end of the first.
That looked like a Kamel round for me. What you think?
Yeah, probably. So, you know, it's just different with the amateur scoring. I was watching the first two, and, you know, it's just a little different. Yeah, so, all judges gave it to Zay.
Wow.
All five. See, that's what I'm saying. The amateur scoring is different. All five judges gave it to Zay Quinn.
What?
It was a clean sweep on the cards, y'all.
What the hell?
And round two is...
Damn.
Round two
So how... What am I doing wrong here?
Not yet.
Not yet. He just told him back up.
And we're off. Round two.
Okay, we synced up. Kamel comes out with fire.
Yeah.
He knows he lost that last round, so they going at it.
Caught him with a right hand, but right there, shoot. Zay caught him with a right hook.
Yes.
Okay.
They banging. Zay got to pump that jab. He landed that hook, though, a lot.
Sure, right hook, yeah.
Yeah, he landed that like three times on
and
the
another
inside.
One. Another one.
Holy smokes.
Okay, Zay. Kamel got to find his rhythm, yo.
See, that's what I want him to do with the jab. You see how he's jabbing Kamel's hand? Ooh, he almost hooked him again. Oh, good jab from Kamel. It's a good fight. Ooh. He just ducked under that. Oh, uppercut lands for Kamel, and it looked like Zay ducked
nice
under that
pivot
left
out
hook.
Of there, Zay.
Yeah, good footwork.
Yeah, that's what I was telling you off. I felt like maybe technically Zay was a bit more sound, but Kamel obviously more experienced, the dog. You know, definitely the experience.
Nah, Zay boxing now. Oh, good right.
Ooh,
from Kamel. I think it landed. It's hard to tell.
Ooh, nice right hook from Zay. And another one.
Oh, another one. Damn. And they landing hard, bro.
Word is born.
Holy smokes. He tried the overhand left there. Man, he got pop on that right hook, bro. He getting respect. Good right hand from Kamel. Oh, headgear comes off.
Headgear come off.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
You know that don't look good for the judges. Look, his father like, that ain't none. Damn. You see everybody clapping? I don't know who they going for, but you see them, they like, clap, clap, and they do something to it. They like yelling something.
Action resumes.
Zay, I get it. He ain't really popping a jab because he looking for that counter hook. So he just putting it there so he could swing it around. Look, yo, nice.
Damn,
you seen what he did, Kamel? He held that right here in the joint. He held his arm so he can't throw that hook in the clinch.
Ooh, nice jab.
Good straight left
to the body.
Zay. Jab there by Kamel.
Ooh, nice right hand to the body.
By Kamel.
I thought it was the right hand. Okay.
Ooh, damn, he missed that left hook. He reaching, man. But Kamel is stalking. Zay feeling himself. You see them just do the little backstroke with the left hand?
Yes, sir.
Good footwork there, avoiding the shot. Oh! Nice combination. He doubled up that right hook, man.
Another right to get off the ropes. And that's the end of round number two.
Uh-oh. I wonder how that round looked. Because now I think Zay won that round. But the way they're scoring, I might be wrong there, too.
Yeah, I mean, the first one I felt was a lot closer. I thought this one, Zay made it a bit more clear. But, see, in this one, three judges gave it to Zay and two judges gave it to Kamel.
Oh, wow.
So right now on three judges' scorecards is 2018 for Zay, And then two judges have it 19 and 19, which honestly, Zay, as long as he don't get no 10-8 rounds in the next one, he already won the fight.
Oh, you only got to win three? Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. Three rounds.
It's majority. It'd be majority.
But wait, there's a fourth. Why they got a fourth round there, but it don't say round four, but there's like a box there. You seen it?
No, I saw the box, but yeah, I don't know what that is meant for. There's only three rounds.
Damn, Carmel.
The third and final.
So what you're saying, Carmel need like a knockdown or something to even it?
He needs some 10-8 rounds because if he don't, he could win 10-9 on every single judge's scorecard.
Looks like he landed a straight right there off the hook. Way to cut the ring off with Carmel. You see how he stepped to the left? But he's reaching.
Nice,
you're reaching,
out.
Champ.
Nice pivot out for Zay. Nice pivot out for Zay. Jab to
good
the
jab
body.
Good jab to the body. Oh, my God. He's feeling himself. Look at Zay.
Ooh.
Oh, straight upstairs, left to the
left
body.
To the body. Ooh. Okay.
Damn.
Yo, this high level right here, man.
Yeah.
Bro, you know Zay only had, like, less than 40 amateur fights?
I mean, he's still an amateur, so he's still building.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, at this age of 16.
That's crazy. I seen him sparring out there when we went to Houston. And I knew he was good. You seen the messages I sent him. I was so impressed. Oh, right hook by Zay again.
Yeah, now.
Ooh, Carmel with the double left hook to the body. But I never expected him to be in the finals with fucking Carmel, bro. That's crazy. This is dope, though. Because you know them both. You know they both talented.
Ooh, now Carmel trying
to. Carmel getting tanked right now. He let that left hand go heavy. Zay got to put something on him because he coming forward like hell. Carmel, this is what I'm saying. Ooh,
left,
big
right,
left hook by Carmel. This is what I'm saying about him. He don't stop, bro. He's active, bro. He lets those hands go. And now the ref continues to warn. It seems like he's warning Zay Quinn for holding.
Yeah, we have it on mute.
I'm not too sure what
he's saying.
He definitely addressing him.
But this is the third and final round.
Looks like
the
tape
USA
coming off.
Boxing.
Looks like some tape coming off the right hand of Zay Quinn. We haven't gotten the action stop. I love that up jab from Zay Quinn, man. I just would like to see a little bit more, but I get it. The money punch.
Nice right hand there from Carmel.
The money punch is that right hook that he looks like he just landed off that last pivot.
Ooh, little short uppercut there for Zay and the jab for Zay. And Carmel with the left
good
hook body to the
body. Good body shot by Carmel.
Yup.
I can't wait for these
guys
to go pro.
The USA Boxing National Qualifier in Detroit.
How old is Zay now?
Ooh, they're both 16.
Oh, damn. So they got years still. I want pros, man. I want to see Carmel turn pro. And shit,
I want to say
I'm ready
this,
for Zay,
this is
too.
Their last year. This is their last year being youth. And that is the end of the fight, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man.
We await the official scorecards. This is the final.
So
the
they
USA
only fight
Boxing
once, right?
National Qualifier.
They only fight once, or do they fight again after this? So how does that work?
Yo, this is the qualifiers. The Nationals is next. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm saying it's one and done, right? Winner moves on, loser goes home?
Well, no, this is the final, brother. They've been fighting all week. This is the final. You know what I'm saying? The bracket has played out to the final two, and this is the final two.
Okay.
So, we await the official decision. I'm going to mute it so I can hear it on my end.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I'll hold it down. That's dope, though, man. I'm still, like, in awe that these two guys are in the finals, man. And their pedigree, right? Like, obviously, Moten is first gen from his dad, but he's got the christening of Floyd Mayweather. Right? Mayweather has spotted this kid from early on. I mean, early on. Just as young as Cashflow being in the gym. Then Zay Quinn, obviously, you know, grandson of Wally Moses, the trainer of Shakur Stevenson. and cousin of Shakur. So the bloodline is there. And everybody's jumping up and down, hands pumping in the ring. I don't know who won, but both kids are just like, they're so anxious. Oh, it looks like Zay Quinn got it. No? What? What happened?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Zay Quinn is the
winner. Coach jumped off the apron. I didn't know if he was mad or he was happy. I'm like, what happened?
Yeah, so the final scorecards were one judge had it 30-27 for Zay. Two judges had 29-28 for Zay, and two judges had a 29-28 for Carmel. So Zay Quinn Moses, majority decision winner. Yes, sir.
So what's that? Miami, Seattle, New Jersey, North Carolina. What the hell is CAB?
CAB, could that be?
Colorado. Fuck. Nope. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, brother.
Damn, bro. So who's this now? Have I ever heard of y'all? Nope, they still got the old names up. There they go. Hector Beltran, Southwestern, and Jacius Ortiz. Well, ladies and gents, that was pretty fun.
That was fun, yo. That was fun. I enjoyed that, especially it being two amateurs that we've been covering for a minute, yo. That was fun. I've personally been covering Zay Quinn longer than Carmel. You know what I'm saying? But obviously, being in Vegas, I've seen more of Carmel. So, I'm happy that we got to do this and look forward to doing more.
Nah, for sure, man. That was I've never done that, I don't think. Have we ever done a live fight chat for an amateur?
Not since I've been on the show. I don't know if you have done any for the Olympics in the past or anything like that.
Nah,
but
definitely interviewed Olympians while they were in the Olympics, but I don't think I've ever done anything like that. I feel like maybe we done it for Shakur or like Earl. Not sure, but yeah. I could be wrong.
I couldn't tell you, but one thing I will say, I look forward to doing more, and I'll say it was dope to be able to not have known both. You know what I'm saying? It's like usually we know one of them and we might cover them or whatever.
Yeah.
We know both. We've been covering both.
Bittersweet though because
both.
Of that. I ain't on front. Bittersweet because I know Zay. Yeah, I told him how skilled he was and I feel vindicated.
Yeah,
like,
no,
yeah,
no.
I know. It's like, yeah, I could see talent. Look, he just be someone I talk about every day. Like, I literally have moved out here and talk about Carmel every day. And Zay just beat him, but it's bittersweet because now I feel bad for Carmel. You know what I mean? Like, damn, that's my guy. Right. So now what happens? Because, again, I don't really follow the amateurs like that.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know, like, the whole setup, truthfully. But I do know that this is qualifiers nationals. I want to say they're in Louisiana this year, Louisiana.
So this was the qualifiers to the nationals, is what you're saying?
Right. So it's like, I don't know the whole breakdown, but I know that this comes before nationals, and that's at the end of the year, like in December. It's either in Lubbock, Texas, or like.
Oh, wow. Get out of here. I swear, I might end up going because I think Super Mex or his brother from Lubbock.
I have to double check.
But definitely not Mex. Mex is from Plainview.
I have to double check, but maybe it is Lubbock or maybe somewhere in Louisiana, but we'll check. But that was dope. I look forward to doing more.
Yo, oh, shit. Papa Chubby said, I thought Carmel won the first round. So did I. I ain't even on front. Oh, shit. What up, Brandon? Where you been at? He said Carmel clearly won that last round. But, yeah, the last round, I guess, because he did look tired. It's the first round he let go, but I thought he won that first round. It's so crazy. So crazy. That was fun.
It was tight. It was tight for sure, man.
Yeah.
But that was fun. I look forward to seeing more,
Yeah, man, we'll be back.
More.
Obviously, Danny's going to the live fight for David Benavidez. I'll be at Hardeen doing a live fight chat for David Benavidez. But I'll be back maybe in an hour. To talk about that amazing news out there with Tank and Mike Tyson going back and forth. I wasn't going to do it because I didn't feel like Mike really took shots at Tank, but then Tank interpreted it that way. So, you know, we got to now talk about it, baby. So we'll be back a little bit later. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. Instagram and Twitter. That's right, Ringwalk. Where could they find you?
Yeah, Ringwalk Danny, Instagram and Twitter. Check out my Formula One content, Midfield Mindset on YouTube and Instagram. Be on the lookout, youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice for all official content for this fight week, all exclusive content. And enjoy the fights tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir. Peace.